Hey, good morning. It's Mondo again. Using Riverside and Spotify for podcasters now. It works a lot better than what I was doing before. It doesn't have all the fun bells and whistles that I get with my Rodecaster 2. But if you're a podcaster and you want to do it on video, get yourself into Riverside and Spotify for podcasters. I found that recording on other video applications didn't work well when it came to exporting into Spotify. What I had to do is I had to export into Riverside. And why do an extra step when I don't have to, right? Right. Okay. So it is the 21st, the shortest day of the year, 21st of December. Era of Bulgaris 2023. No one uses that anymore. We used to use that a lot back in the day. Yeah. Light and extension. Conks unpacked. Yeah. Anyway, that's Golden Dawn shit for those of you who don't know and don't care. Most of you don't care about that. I'm going to cover some news. Now, the thing that the Republicans, I like to call them Republicans because they are very repugnant. That's almost an affront to the term. It's almost, a derogatory form of the term. But that's what they are. They're repugnant. At any rate, they like to say, oh, the economy. And, you know, people used to say it's the economy, stupid. Well, it's a stupid economy. That's what the problem is, because it's not based in consumer reality that much. It is, but it isn't. Now, of course, you know, everybody's been reporting that the GDP is up over 5% for the third quarter. They corrected it. The economists did. And I'm quoting here Al Lewis, who wrote in the, I love some of these news stories. He wrote in the AP, I believe it was, that it's actually corrected to 4.9%. Not bad. Not going to argue with that. Yeah. What about you, huh? Yeah. So also, let's take a look at some other stuff here. So there's a school shooting in Prague in the Czech Republic. Not good. I don't like to hear that. But, you know, people just want to kill. A police officer was indicted in a federal shooting. It's a fatal shooting of a man on his front porch in Austin, Texas. Come on. What do you need to shoot the guy for? I mean, did he have a gun? Let's find out. Yeah, he probably didn't have a gun. Yeah, okay, let's see. Okay, so the officer got indicted. Grand jury indicted him. It shows that in video that they arrived at the man's home in November 2022, said, drop your gun, and fired at him. He was holding an AR-15 style weapon. Okay. It looks like maybe they didn't spend much time trying to fix this. Okay. So, well, we'll see what happens with that one. Okay. Okay. Let's see what else is on tap here. Okay. Okay. Okay, a guy got a year in prison for creating an obscene monkey torture video and posting it. Why do people have to do that? You know, I used to be a hunter, okay? I used to hunt, and I hunted deer. I hunted a small game, vermin like coyotes. I still don't like coyotes. They have a place way away from the rest of us, in my opinion. But they do come in here, and it is kind of an eco-balance thing with stray cats and so forth that the coyotes are controlling. I don't like it, but that's what's going on. You know what? Don't be stupid. Don't make stupid videos like that when you know that you're going to get censored for it. I mean, come on. I mean, if you want to do that, that's not okay. Because I don't think anything showing animals getting hurt. I even have a problem watching videos of predatory animals taking down herbivores, like the African ones where they take down, occasionally you'll see lions take down a Cape buffalo, or they take down a zebra, or they take down antelope, you know, and then crocodiles take down everybody. I mean, I even have trouble with that. Okay. So that's me. I've become sensitized to violence with animals, even their own violence perpetrated on each other. Okay, so now here's what's really stupid. U.S. plans to return to the moon with an international astronaut. What the fuck are we going to the moon for? We don't need to go to the moon. We got people to feed. We got homelessness to eradicate. Yeah. Yeah, we've got alternative potent energy sources to create. We don't need to go to the moon. What the hell's that all about? Come on. That's just bullshit to distract you from what's really going on. And, you know, all the parties are guilty of this. You know, over at TYT, I like TYT. I watch TYT all the time. Cenk has gotten really extreme since he started ranting and deciding to run for president. Of course, he knows he's not going to do shit. He knows that basically what he's doing is serving as a spoiler to get people after Biden's ass. Well, you know what? It ain't going to work. Biden didn't pay attention to that kind of stuff. He's not going to pay attention to it. You know, the best thing to do is help him get reelected and then field somebody to come in behind him who's a progressive. That's the best thing. In the meantime, we need to elect progressives into everything, all forms of government, municipal, county, state, federal. They need them everywhere. And the reason why is because progressives have the policies and the agendas that the rest of us want. Okay, so, Senator Kevin Cramer, North Dakota, charges in a crash that killed a North Dakota sheriff's deputy. Ooh. Let's see. Oh, it's his son. It's not him. Okay. Okay, well, we don't care about that. You know, nobody's above the law, right? Right. Okay, so he probably tried to get him out of it. U.S.-China top military officials spoke on Thursday, okay? Trying to coordinate not blowing the crap out of each other. That's what that's all about. Angola's leaving OPEC, okay. Well, more countries need to leave OPEC because OPEC doesn't do anything except raise the cost of oil and the cost of your gasoline. Now, I'm going to talk about this here real quick. Americans, by and large, are addicted to the subculture of the automobile. I mean, it really sucks. Reason why it really sucks, because 17% of the pollution that we get comes from transportation. Well, that's not all passenger cars. Passenger cars are a percentage of that, okay? So let's not go overboard on this. However, when you drive less, it pollutes less. And unfortunately, employers are not sensitive to how far away you live from them because they don't care. They'll just get somebody else. And somebody else will be willing to make the drive and spend all that money on gasoline driving into work. So employers really don't care. They're not going to give you a gas allowance. They should. I mean, if you're a valuable employee and you live an hour away, you should get a gas allowance or a travel allowance, in my opinion. Or we need to change tax structure so employees can write off their travel time to work. That would benefit. They're not going to do that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they took away that thing for us salespeople who do outside sales, a few years back. And, I've had to pay a lot more tax because of it. And I'm not real happy about that. Okay, so there's that. Okay, cheese factory. Oh, there's a chemical leak at the cheese factory, the La Quesada Mexicana in Tennessee. 29 workers went to the hospital because of a chemical leak. You see, industry is not protective of its workers that much. Now, some companies are, and they do a great job, and they have great safety regulations, almost too many, so it seems. The problem in the country is not the government. The problem is the bribery, the legalized donor bribery going on. That's what the problem is. And, you know, the vast percentage of time, I've covered this numerous times. It's all over. The facts are out there. The government does what the donors want more than they do what the people want. That's what the problem is. So what do we need to do? We need to get business out of the donor equation. Limit them if they're going to donate to no more than $1,000. per company. Then we also need to limit personal donations. Limit them down to $1,000. Okay, people are going to squawk about that because, they want their donor. Hey, piss on both you political parties. You guys go piss up a rope. You've been screwing us by following what your donors want instead of what we need. So you need to start doing your job. Now, that's what people are pissed off about. And I've been pissed off about this shit since 1969. I don't know about you, but I'm that old. I was 16 back then. I had a lot of political awareness. I was studying quite a bit of history and social sciences and social studies and world geography and those types of topics. Government and civics. I was studying all those. So I became acutely aware and I entered into my school politics and got elected to an office. Okay. Whoop-de-doo. It was great though. We had a great time. my senior year in high school was a fabulous time. Anyway, so at any rate, what needs to happen is the donations need to go out of there in a big way. And we need to get rid of that nightmare. What is it called? I forget. The one that the Supreme Court approved where, businesses are looked at as people and free speech when it comes to making donations. Citizens United. You know what? That's a bunch of crap. That's more SCOTUS crap. I think we should rename the acronym to SCATUS because most of it's just crap. So there's another thing that's going on. This is what people are ticked off about, but they want to blame the government. Well, you can blame the government in that they haven't done anything about it. And every time progressives come up with something to do that, now even Matt Gaetz wants to do that, which I like. But, what they're looking at is getting the Trump lovers to send their $10, their $50, their $100. That's what they're looking at. Well, what Democrats need to be looking at, the Democratic Party needs to be looking at getting more small donor donations. Now, they do outfundraise the Republicans, and they do it with the small donors. Okay, so that's really cool. They're already there. So there you go. There's the problem. Okay. And that's where our regulations are really good. They can, if enforced properly, stop things like this chemical leak in Tennessee. Okay. So, Mike Johnson, your Louisiana guy who has no Southern accent. I guess that's okay. Maybe he learned that when he was away at Ivy League schools. It says here that he has ancestral ties to slavery. Well, a lot of us do. But we, a lot of us, look at what Robert E. Lee's ancestors have done. They've come out and they've said, hey, the guy was wrong. Even he said the guy was wrong. Yeah, the guy was wrong. And he regretted what he did in the Civil War, supporting the South and slavery. In fact, I believe at some point he freed all of his slaves. At any rate, a lot of us, I have ties to slavery in my paternal ancestry. Okay. I'm not proud of it. I really don't like it. I really kind of neglected looking more into the history of that part of my family, back in the early 19th and mid 19th century. So, yeah. So, but this guy, he's really weird. He's a perfect example of an educated confirmation bias in action. That's what this guy is. And he needs to go. How is he going to go? We're going to put a vast majority of progressives and Democratic Party representatives in the House of Representatives. A vast majority. We're going to get rid of this ridiculous flotsam and jetsam. We're going to get rid of it. So that'll be good. I'm looking forward to that part of the election. And, I'm looking forward to more states disqualifying Trump. Now, a lot of the pundits and the commentators are worried that that's going to be backlash. It's going to make more people want to support Trump. Well, it is going to have that effect. It is going to have that effect. So if you don't like that effect, then you don't need to support Trump. If you don't like that effect, the thing it is you need to vote for Biden. I hate to say it because I don't like Biden either. I'm one of these guys. I didn't like Biden way back when. I've never liked Biden. But I'll tell you what, he's the alternative. And he's the only one we really have right now. Now, Nikki Haley, why would you want to elect any Republicans? Because it's not the personality. You see, this is what happened in the Republican Party. It became a cult of personality. You know, like that famous song that CM Punk uses in his intro, which he sort of abandoned, you know, a lot of his politics and everything to get the money. Okay, Punk, get the money. But you know what? I ain't as big a fan as I used to be. Okay, so here's the situation there. We have to beat the Republicans at the ballot box. That's the deal, okay? Okay, here's how. Oh, there's a Wisconsin Republican proposal coming forth in Wisconsin for legal medical marijuana. Okay, way to go, Republicans. How about complete legalization? Okay, more U.S. auto buyers are turning to hybrids as sales of electric vehicles run slow. Well, here's the thing. All these vehicles are costing what a house used to cost. That's ridiculous. You know, if you guys are going to be getting back to my original thread here, the original loop that I'm going to start closing here, getting back to that, this country is a fetid, putrid example of how a subculture based in the derogation, the decline, and the demise of our society due to pollution. Right. Okay, so it's part of 17%. Okay, but look at all the traffic deaths there are. What is there, over 35,000 traffic deaths per year? That's almost as much as handgun and, you know, as firearms deaths, almost as much. Now, we can control that by not allowing everybody to drive. And we have to do some things involved with that. We have to get employers on board. And you know what? We need to build housing. Unless this is just industrial poison that some factories do, because in that case, they shouldn't even be located. They shouldn't even be built if they're going to pump out industrial poisons that pollute our environment. So they have to be clean, and there has to be housing close to where people work. Yeah. And if there is, then the other people that they really think they need, then they've got to pay them a travel allowance to get to work. Okay, so the company, can they write it off? Don't know, but that's something that they need to be able to do just to make those pricks happy. Okay, excuse me. Okay, so here we go. There's another thing. So we need to end this love affair with the automobile. Now, I know a lot of people love to watch their auto race, like NASCAR. I can't believe how popular that is. Gosh, there's some sports that are popular, just disgusting, and that's one of them. Auto racing, okay, really cool. See whose car wins this year. You know, like the dragsters. I used to like to watch the dragsters because they were going 200 miles an hour all the time or more. And I used to like to watch the speedboats, you know, the ones that can go 100 miles an hour or more. However, that is a sport that, fine if it's just the sport. The problem is now you got all this street racing going on, people getting killed. I got right here in Phoenix, Arizona, people are getting run over at an unprecedented level. And there's a lot of behind that. Half of it is at least pedestrian stupidity. You don't cross the street in the middle of a darkened street in dark clothing with no crosswalk. And even so, if the crosswalk isn't well lit, you're in danger. And you better watch to make sure that nobody's coming. And they don't hear. They just blurt out into traffic. I mean, every week, I only make about two or three car trips a week, and they're all short. Every week, I have to dodge people. Every week. That's ridiculous. So it's kind of like I say about all this. You want to see the rampant stupidity in your local society or in your local community? Take a drive. Yeah. So we're not real fond of this auto culture that we have. The less you drive, the better. The more it was made economically feasible for you to commute, the better. That's where companies have to work with employees, or they have to hire people that live close to the workplace, and without trying to sacrifice any skill levels or anything like that. So that'd be really, of course, if you are in an area that has a good amount of employable people in it, then you'll be good with your company. But they don't do that. They base their companies' locations on other things other than that. So this love affair, in my opinion, the love affair with the automobile. Yeah, I just did a big big viral no-no. You don't rub your eyes. Okay. At any rate, this love affair needs to come to an end, and we need to get to a new place. So people are buying hybrids because they're scared of electric cars because they hear about the battery fires. Okay, and that's over. And the cost, God, the cost of electric car, what's the least expensive one stripped down? It's about 30 grand. Well, the average guy making 30 grand a year, unless he saved up a lot of money, he can't afford that, or she can't afford that. They can't. That family that is at the medium income level of about 55 grand a year, they're not going to be able to afford that. And hybrids cost just about as much as the electric cars. So these types of vehicles are very cost prohibitive. And this is where there needs to be, in my opinion, I'll see people hate the word nationalize because that says socialism. Well, if you have price fixing based on economic levels on automobiles, they can produce cars that are not very profitable. And I know their profit margins aren't really large, but they did get a lot larger during the pandemic. However, a lot of that was offset by the increased cost of parts and materials. Of course, I know I'm in an industry that has that. At any rate, this is the problem right now. And the other thing is, too, the U.S. military is the largest polluter of our country. Yes, that can be cleaned up starting now. It isn't being done. It needs to be done. You know, prime example is look at what happened in Hawaii with the fuel leaking into the water supply. Oh, come on. Come on. That was totally ridiculous. That was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. You know, come on. And you know, and here's another erroneous belief that a lot of people have. A lot of people think that the country has some kind of control over how much oil is drilled for, how much is refined, and how much becomes gasoline supply for all of us. They think the government has some kind of really direct, rigid controls over that. They don't. What they can do is they can open up oil and gas leases to the oil companies so they can go in and drill their ass off if they want to. Well, here's the thing. They're only going to drill in so much as it helps maintain the profit margin they desire. So what does that tell you about the oil and gas industry? Come on, if you can't figure that one out, you know, maybe you need to get more educated because it's out there. Look, we only have a few refineries here. We have to export a lot of oil to be refined elsewhere. My opinion, refineries should be community owned, not owned by the federal government, not owned by the state government, community owned. So if I live in Maricopa County and we want to have a refinery here, then the residents of Maricopa County are going to own that refinery, and we're going to put out the tax dollars to build it. Yeah, that's a lot of money and that's a lot of tax. However, you're going to have your own refinery and you're going to get pipelines directly to that refinery. Can you keep that cost down? So if you're paying $50 for a barrel of oil, you know, you're probably not going to have $2 gas, but you might have $2.50 gas. Okay. It might even be less than that. I don't know. I'm not an economic expert on that. I do know this. We don't have enough refineries to support the demand for the gasoline that we need, and our delivery systems are pretty weak. For example, here in Phoenix, Arizona, the delivery system comes from this one company who has the pipeline into the area. I won't name the company. I know who they are. They're a customer of mine in business. However, they're the only one. And the gas comes into a point down in southern Arizona. And that's where it's put into trucks and sent to the various distributors and blah, blah, all that. So that's the problem. Instead of having gas readily available in, like, there should be one. There should be a refinery, and there should be gasoline locally produced here in Phoenix, and it should be almost completely non-toxic operation. Oh, my, we can't do that. It'll cost too much, and the oil company won't get its profits. Well, you're not saying that. They're just saying it will cost too much. Well, why will it cost too much? Because of oil company profit. And if, when you go and you look at how much profit oil companies have made since the pandemic, it's outlandish. It's ridiculous, and it should not be. So there you go. There's your problem there. Okay. So, okay. Next topic. The Pope. Oh, the Pope. Oh, Magoo, you've done it again. Gotta love this Pope. Not a Catholic. Used to be. Not, you know, if I was going to be in Christianity, that would be my religion, but I'm not. I have no desire to get involved in Christianity again. Well, that was a personal debacle that took years to overcome because of what I internalized as beliefs. Now, the Pope's cool. He's got a blessed same-sex marriage. Okay. So my beef with this has always been, gay couples, I know that you have your beliefs and you believe that God, blah, 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 and all that. And Jesus would not hold you being gay against you. He might have been gay if he existed, but he probably wasn't. He probably didn't exist. About 70% chance, so I think. People love to cut Richard Carrier down for that, but whatever. At any rate, why do you need to be a Christian when there's so much of Judeo-Christian doctrine from the Old Testament, especially, which is still only used for confirmation bias, so people can be biased against you, can hate you. You know, they tried to do that with abortion, but what does the Old Testament say about abortion and life? It says, here's the good one. Life begins at the first breath. Yeah, I love it, you know. I just love it. I mean, these people, they make up what they want to believe. They try to confirm their bias with scripture and stuff like it. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. When the reality is, there is no God. Okay, you're going to hate me for this, some of you believers. There's no God. There's no ineffable force out there in the universe. It does not exist. Maybe just there's an underlying power and machinations of the universe. Okay, I don't think that is necessarily intelligent or wants to be a deity. If it is intelligent, the intelligence supersedes ours so much that they don't. It's kind of like in the old Kurt Vonnegut novel where there was this stuff called Ice Nine, and there was this prophet called Bakanan, and Bakanan, who had a direct line to God, and the whole thing about God was God doesn't care. God doesn't give a damn about us. And that's kind of like the traditions, some of the African traditions. The gods have their demigods, like the Orisha. Right. If you don't know about that, that's okay. But they have all these demigods, and the demigods are in direct messaging, direct contact with the main god, with the big guy upstairs, who really doesn't care about you and me. No, it's demigods that we have to work through to get to him. Okay. Kind of like the saints. That's why there was so much synchronization between. Or syncretism is what it's called. A lot of syncretism between Catholicism and the African religions. Yeah, how about that? Isn't that sweet? Yeah, that's sweet. I love it. At any rate, this is what's going on. And if the Pope wants priests to be able to bless their gay LGBTQ people, fine. Let them do it. I don't care. And if you guys want to backlash, why don't you go and get yourself a bidet to clean the shit out? Yeah, because you got too much. You got dingleberries, man. Yeah, I bet your underwear stinks. Anyway, this is where we're at, okay, with all of that. So the Pope, okay, so already, the disqualification ruled on in the state of Colorado is getting Supreme Court justices in Colorado death threats already. So what, you know, here's the thing. These people get away with it because they get away with it. Well, there ought to be a way to trace them down, and probably the FBI has it. They're just not telling us about it. Okay. But chase these people down and prosecute them. At the very worst, they're causing stochastic terrorism, where one of these days, if somebody gets shot, that's going to be a problem. Okay, another headline. Northern Gaza no longer has a functional hospital. Oh, boy. My view on the conflict there is peace. We need peace. The killing and the fighting has to stop. Whether or not it was only Hamas that was getting killed and only IDF that was getting killed, which is definitely not the case, mostly it's Gazan Palestinian civilians that are getting killed. Over 20,000 now, I think. And what is it, like half of them are children? Children? Are they Hamas terrorists? Come on, everybody. Your God's not coming back. If he was going to come back, he would have come back in Roman times. He's not coming back because he's not a God. He's not out there in outer space. No, he's not. So you evangelicals that want all this crap to come to a head with Israel and the Middle East and Armageddon and all that nonsense that the false prophets have been extolling, and they're all false prophets, by the way. They're all false prophets. It's all BS. So, and Israel, come on, Israel. I mean, there's so many people, so many Israelis that want peace. They want some kind of a plan to accept the Palestinian people into their society. Create the two-state solution is not going to work. Look what's happened with Gaza. There's a very poor example of what it would be like, but it's not going to work. This two-state solution is not going to work. It doesn't work. So why would you want to have something that's not going to work, which is almost, the handwriting's kind of on the wall about that. So what do we need? What do we need, really? Well, we need everybody included in that Palestinian state. It should be called the Palestinian State of Israel and related regions, something like that, to where it's all inclusive so Israel doesn't get all butthurt because they don't have their national identity, which is just all fake mythology crap, because Israel never was a great big country. It never really was a real powerful country. There probably was no Abraham. There probably was no Moses. And there probably never was any King Solomon, even though there was a King David who was like a little tribal chief up in the hills of Judah. Yeah. There was no great Israel empire. No. Now, there was no, none of that stuff existed. So we're allowing a country to create itself based on a mythology that doesn't exist, of a reality, a history that doesn't exist. That's what's happened there. Okay, so granted, Jews needed somewhere to go. They needed a country to go to, and they needed one that was Jew-friendly, that was Jewish-friendly, where there wouldn't be any anti-Semitism. Now, talking about anti-Semitism, okay, most people think of it as being anti-Jewish. Okay, and to a great extent, the knuckleheads here that are all about that, boy, I have family members, oh, believe me, these people are fucking crazy. Pardon my language, but these people are nuts. Yeah. The Jews are no threat to you unless you make them as such. Now, over there, the IDF and the right-wing Likud and the other knucklehead kind of quasi-fascist parties that are in Israel, they are a threat. They are a problem. And when you include Semitic, what are Semitic peoples? Well, it's the Arabs are Semitic peoples, aren't they? The Israelis are Semitic peoples. The Palestinians are Semitic peoples. The Egyptians, well, the real Egyptians, probably not. They're like their own gig. But how much of the real Egyptians are there now? And how much? Well, we'd have to do all the DNA crap. I'm not here to cover that. There's a lot of experts. These people are all Semitic. Their languages, like Hebrew, Semitic language. Arabic, Semitic language. Aramaic, Semitic language. So when you're anti-Semitic, you're against the Arabs and the Jews. Oh boy, they hate that, don't they? They hate that. Well, if you're an Arab and you saw your people murdered, pushed out of their native location, their native home, where they've lived for centuries, would you be happy about that? Yeah, if somebody, it's just like here, you know, you can make an analogy to Native Americans, okay, to the indigenous peoples. They're not really indigenous. They came here also. They migrated here from Siberia and Asia, places like that. So they're not really native. They didn't really evolve here in the Americas. They migrated here. So we can call them the first migratory peoples, okay? That might be better. Well, now a lot of these people are calling themselves Indians again. Okay, if that's what you want to call yourself, that's fine with me. But let's look at that. What happened? Manifest destiny is what happened. Yeah. So these settlers came in, and they're like, these guys are in the way. We want to raise cattle. We want to farm, you know, and these guys want to let the buffalo roam, you know, and they want, you know. Well, you know, you could have stayed out of the areas where the buffalo roam, despite the fact that a lot of those areas are great farmlands, but there could have been a compromise reached to allow these first peoples, and I call them first peoples, say we're the first peoples, to allow the first peoples to have their society and culture, which, now, there was warring, there was torture, there was conflict between the tribes. Not all the tribes, but some of the tribes had these conflicts. Comanches were really good at that. And Comanches, were they all one tribe? No, they were. So the more you dig into this, the more you find. And let's also face it, a lot of what we have on a legislative level is based on the old Iroquois Confederacy. Yeah, how about that? Now, that's a good confederacy. Yeah. So, you know, this is very similar to that, only it's the timeline is greatly advanced. The timeline, I mean, over 800 villages and communities have been expunged by Israeli expansion. Is that right? Is it any wonder where a lot of people want to support the Palestinians? Is it any wonder? Now, I support both, okay? I support Israel and their right to have their own nation. However, you know, it's not very inclusive in a good way. But I support the Palestinians to have their own destiny, to have their own ability to have property, to be a part of a generalized Palestinian society, which includes Israel, in my opinion. And we need more than anything peace. Peace is what we need. Everybody needs to sit down. Now, Hamas, you got to have to do something about Hamas, man, because Israel ain't going for it, man. They ain't going. The government of Israel is not going for anything that keeps Hamas in power. That's the problem, okay? That's the problem on their end of finding a solution. Hamas has been in power, what, 18 years? And what have they really done to help Palestine? Well, so they brought in some supplies and they got some clean water occasionally. And they did some things to make Gaza, well, it's not better, but to help out in Gaza. They did. But they were running a terrorist operation to get rid of Israel. Let's face it, that was what was going on. They don't like Israel. They don't want to work with Israel. They want to implement whatever their view, their ideology is for Palestinians. And kind of, I would think that most of them say, you know, kind of like this, screw the Israelis. I mean, look what they did. I mean, they came out of their tunnels and they parasailed in and they came in and they killed like 3,000 Israelis. That was wrong, especially what they did at the Electronic Music Festival. That was very wrong. Don't get me wrong. The things that they have done, the hostage taking, the murder, that's all wrong, 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 wrong to the 10th power. It's wrong. Israeli going in. Israel, IDF going in to rid the region of Hamas and killing thousands and thousands of uninvolved, helpless civilians, that's even more wrong. So I don't care. They're all wrong. Everything is wrong here that's going on except peace. Peace is the only right way to solve this. It really is. Israel's going to be like, well, we got to get rid of Hamas, man. Those guys killed us. Those guys were shooting. Those guys, yeah, they did wrong. Yeah, they did. They did wrong stuff, guys. They did wrong stuff. Israel, man, you know, okay. God, this is just, I have to leave that topic because it's not so great. So after the Colorado ruling, here's another news clip that came in. This one came from a channel called Channel 4 in Jacksonville. So the rivals supported Trump in the Colorado disqualification case. Now, this case is going to go to the Supreme Court. Let's hope that these justices, the conservative, the six justice majority conservatives, don't rule, not that the court doesn't rule 9-0 on this. Let's hope that the court rules like 5-4 and upholds it. Yeah, let's hope. Because if that happens, then the stage is set for this to happen in a lot of other states and communities. Now, where that's going to make a difference, as we know, is going to be in your contested states, what they call them, battleground states. So Michigan, that's going to be important. In Florida, actually, but even so, it's still DeSantis country. That's going to be, could be important if the Hispanic tide keeps turning in Texas. It's going to be important in Pennsylvania. It's going to be important in Arizona, where I am, very important here. It's going to be important in a lot of states. And if that can happen in a lot of states, especially, we need to get in some red states with that shit. Like, it ain't going to happen in Kentucky. It's not going to happen in Tennessee because there's lead in the water, I think. And it's not going to happen in a lot of places. It might happen even, I doubt it, but it could be close in Ohio. It's not going to happen in Indiana. But if it happens in enough states, then Trump isn't going to get any votes in those states that are going to result in electors. Yeah. Okay. So that's what we want. We want Trump to just be creamed. We want him smothered in the election. We want him beaten severely from the votes. And then he's going to cry, oh, it's all fixed. It's always rigged against me. I'm such a poor, you poor little victim. Why don't you go piss up a rope, stand under it with an open mouth so you could swallow your own wasteful rhetoric, scumbag. He's not that entertaining. He's really not that funny. I see why people like him, because they like him putting down what they view to be their perpetrators. Okay, why is the government a perpetrator? 17% approve of the Congress. That's pretty bad. When the Democratic majority of the Congress produce a lot of great stuff, like the infrastructure bill, for example, and other bills that they produced. And they'd do more if they had a majority now. But people are like, oh, government, I hate government. That's that old Reagan thing. The government's bad. I'm here to fix this. And then the key word there was I. And then the pus bag comes along, the orange pus bag. That's what I like to call the dumpster, or Trump, or whatever the hell this guy's weirdo, whoever he is. He comes along and says, I alone can fix all of this. The Democrats and the communists and the Marxists and the fascists are poisoning our blood, directly out of Hitler's writings and speeches. And you guys are going to blow it off. Well, he's just joking, you know. This is what's wrong, is these Republicans blow it off. The majority of them blow it off. He's joking, making fun. No, he's not. He's going to try to have dictatorial power if he gets elected. Well, okay, so let's be logical about that. The House is going to get taken over by the Democrats, the Democratic Party. Yeah. The Senate, I think, is going to, it could go even or swing back, but I think the Senate is going to be Democratic Party ruled again. So what's Trump going to be able to do? really. Without them, he's not going to be able to do anything except executive orders, and those are only going to go so far, and he can be overruled by the Congress if there's enough of a majority in contrary to him. That's what's going to happen, kids. Yeah. So what we have to do is, like in 2020, have to get out there and vote, have to make sure that the battleground states go the way, go blue, go Biden, boom, over with, done with, bye, 4 more years of Biden. If he dies, okay, Kamala Harris can take over. You know, don't worry about that. She'll do a good job. She's a good administrator. She's not going to be a president, though. She's not. She doesn't have what it takes. I hate to say this because a lot of people don't like him, and there's a lot of bad press on the pseudo-left. I call them the pseudo-left. They're not really left. They're not. No, they're not. They're not for workers owning and controlling the means of production. So, to my opinion, they're not left. They're just left, center, right. Okay, they're left of center, right. That's what they are. Okay, so they're upset about Newsom, and they got the goods on him because he's done a lot of crappy shit. He sucked up the oil companies. He's done a lot of bad stuff. Okay, but he's going to be the guy. He's smarter. He's a better debater. He's got that media personality that people have become addicted to. God, I hate that about this country. Celebrities have way too much importance. And a lot of them would tell you, yeah, you know, we have our political opinions like you do. And our opinions no better or no more well-informed than those of you who've done your homework. A lot of them haven't done their homework. I mean, look at these knuckleheads like, what's his name, James Woods and John Voight. And who's that other? Kevin Sorbo? What a ridiculous. Not even good enough to be called a dog turd. Yeah, he's not. This guy. Now, these guys are all the lowest of the low. And they support Trump. And Roseanne Barr going off center. She's been off center for a long time. Let's face it, man. Luckily, the television network kicked her in the head and got her off that show. These people all need to go. They need to go. Yeah, they do. They don't need to have the credibility we've given them. Now, okay, so I do love what Taylor Swift has done. However, you know, it's unfortunate. Okay, it's good that it was done. However, it's unfortunate that a pop star has that much influence. What about a pop star who's in the fascist side of the equation who has that kind of influence? What about that? So there's your check and balance. There's your check and balance equation about all of this. And this is why the Republicans, the GOP, is a corrupt, out-of-date party that needs to be dismantled and discarded. And possibly, I don't like this idea, but possibly the original conservatives come back and reinvent the party. However, this is not going to be a reinvented party which stands for what the American people want and need. It's not. That's not what they do. You know what they do. And that you vote Republican, you're voting for the rich. I mean, like Trump, if you spend these, he's a big billionaire, he's a great, successful businessman with over 500 businesses and all this other crap. Business people have no business, pardon my oxymoron, they have no need, they should not be in power. No. Business should not control the country. The country runs on the consumerist society and the businesses that make it what it is and the consumers who buy the goods and services. Without the consumer, without us consumers, there's no buy on goods and services, right? If we don't buy, the company dies. I've seen it over and over again. When people quit watching the TV show, they usually cut the show. When people quit buying products and they, you know, the cost of production outweighs the profitability, the company dies or it comes up with a new product line that people want. That's how this thing runs. However, the problem is you guys are looking at the wrong thing. You think this deep state is doing well. Okay, so what's the big part of the deep state that really is a culprit? That's the military, industrial, congressional complex. That's the deep state. You want to get into what the deep state is, what they do, who they are, the CIA, FBI, overseas operations, all of that kind of stuff. Then get on with some Chris Hedges. Chris Hedges, I endorse him for that. He's really got it together because he was a New York Times foreign correspondent for many, many years. He knows what the heck he's talking about. Agree with him or not, he points out a lot of facts, useful information about this deep state stuff. Well, yeah. Okay, so Trump's going to get rid of the deep state. It's kind of going to be like what he did. Nothing. What do? He fired a bunch of people that were civil servants that had been there for multiple administrations, Bush included, maybe some even from Reagan. He goes in, he fires them all, replaces them with a bunch of lackeys. Okay, not all of them were lackeys. Some of these people were good, credible people. Now, he appointed some judges that are really good, that are all about the rule of law. He did. We have to give him a little credit for that. But outside of that, he just wanted to put people in there that would kiss his ass. So what happens? He didn't get a lot of ass kissers, especially out of the generals. The generals are like, this guy. He got Rex Tillerson, who was the former CEO of ExxonMobil, called him a moron. Right, a moron. What Mark, well, not Mark Meadows, but what John Kelly has said about Trump, what Mark Milley, the chief of staff, has said about Trump, what McMaster said about Trump, the old Marine Corps guy, what he said about Trump, all those guys. Look, the military on the leadership end of things, which really that's only the very tip of the iceberg. Under that iceberg, there's a lot of people that like, there's a lot of personnel who like Trump because they thought he was a strong leader. Despite great evidence to the contrary, this guy's not a strong leader. He's a blowhard telling us that we got over on our allies. Why do we want to get over on our allies? Okay, it's good to ask him for more money for NATO. Nothing wrong with that. That was good. But extolling the non-existent virtues of people like leaders like Orban, like Putin, like Xi, and others, those guys aren't good leaders. Those guys are authoritarians. Yeah. And then it's misnomers, the constant misnomers. Communists. Okay, let's face it, man. Very few Democrats are communists. Very, very, very tiny minority. Okay, some are socialists. We have the Democratic Socialist wing of the Democratic Party, which is a very small part of the party. You have the progressive wing. There's no fascist. Well, there probably are some people that are kind of fascist-leaning in the party, because there is almost everywhere. Okay, just the communists, the socialists, the fascists, they're not there. Now, anybody opposed to fascism, here you go again, buddy, is Antifa. I don't call it Antifa. There's no teeth in there. It's Antifa. Antifa, anti-fascism. That's anti. And I'm Antifa because I'm opposed to fascist ideology and implementation in any society. And you could point, who's the most successful fascist? Francisco Franco. Most successful, stayed in power for what, 40 years, maybe longer? Got replaced by a king with a democratic parliament, and now there's no king anymore. So there you go. This is what's happened in your this is what's happened. You have a guy who comes in who idolizes authoritarians and thinks they're great leaders. I mean, even Bibi turned on him, and Bibi's a I don't want to denigrate any derogatory adjectives that would be used to describe Bibi. Because if you look at him and his record, it stands alone, the kind of jerk off that he is. And all these other guys, same thing. I mean, she killing like a what? How many Uyghurs did they kill? Ooh, we don't know. Could be a million. We know that he's incarcerated a couple million of them. Yeah, Putin. Oh, come on, Putin. Okay, I do have one good thing to say about Putin. Putin increased the standard of living of the average Russian to a great extent since he's been in power. It's still not comparable to somebody like Germany or Austria or, you know, even the European countries, you know, that border Russia. It's not on that level. No, It could be. It could be without the oligarchs who have billions of dollars. You know, there was something that came out years ago. I don't know if it's true or not, but something came out that Putin is actually the richest man in the world. Yeah, that he's actually worth a couple trillion dollars or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. He's certainly got all the, not all, but he's got a majority of oligarchs on his side. The ones that don't agree with him moved out of Russia. Yeah. So come on. Hey, before, and people are going along with Trump on all this crap. They're going along with it. Putin is not a good guy. He's not a good guy. He poisons his adversaries. Do you want Trump to be able to do that and get away with it? Do you want that? Well, then we got a real problem here, folks. We got a real psychological, emotional, tied problem here. And that needs to come to an end. All this crap needs to come to an end. And we need to vote these people out. We need to get people in office that are going to support what the vast majority of the American people desire. Now, of course, it has to be within reason. We have to have the ways and means to do it, but we do have them for most of this stuff. I mean, single-payer healthcare can be done tomorrow. Okay, so you have to make a big transition from the insurance company people to Medicare people. That can be done. Not overnight, and it can be a transitional period, and those insurance companies are going to go wacko. Well, the first lobby, the first donor set that needs to be kicked the hell out of our federal government is the health insurance company industry, the insurance industry in general. They need to be kicked out, and they need kicking out now. Right. Oh, boy, that one isn't popular, is it? Yeah. Yeah, they're not doing us any favors. They're not covering us 100%. They're not. No, I mean, I'm on Medicare. I have supplemental also. Take care of most of my medical expenses. I'm really grateful that I have it. I was in the hospital back in September for about 4 days. The bill was about 40 grand. Medicare took care of it. Medicare, Plan B, took care of it. And my supplemental paid some of it too. Not much. They're really not worth the paper they're written on, but it's there. I don't know what it's there for, but at any rate, that's what I'm saying. If everybody had coverage like that. Now, here's what blows my mind. When I went to grade school, there was this little flyer, a little brochure that we used to get sent home with, and it had insurance, health insurance for students. And it costs like so much a year. I forget it was very cheap. It was like 40 bucks or whatever. And your parents could sign up for it, and you would have health insurance. Yeah, so if something happened, it would be covered by the insurance. Do we have that in schools anymore? I don't think so. I don't think so. And that's really important. And of course, kids, they don't have as many maladies as we do. So, it's not going to be a big draw. But we used to have that. When I went to ASU, when I was a full-time student at Arizona State University as an undergraduate, I had like health insurance. I remember I had an accident where I cut myself going through a window trying to break into my own house that I was renting. And so I fell through the window. I cut the hell out of myself. I broke the soap dish, which was porcelain, cut the hell out of myself. And I got in, and then I had to go down to the university emergency. Took care of me. No cost. No bill. Took care of me. I don't know if they still have that. I hope they do. That would be really cool if they still have that. They should. So this is the problem in the country, folks. We don't have even some of the stuff we used to have when I was those ages, which is now 50 years ago. We don't have that anymore. You know, nobody wants to join the military anymore. Why? Because it's just not that great. The pay ain't that great. And then you might get sent somewhere that doesn't make any sense. That's not too cool. So people don't want to join. The opportunity's not there. Now, if they got paid a base of like 45 grand or 50 grand a year, oh yeah, a lot of people would join. And then you could be extremely picky about who you let into the military. You could be extremely picky about that. And you should be. You should be picky about that. So, folks, we got some problems here. They can all be taken care of by us. We have to vote in the right people who are dedicated to that. We have to have more powerful civilian oversights, which are reflective of general population and the facts at hand. Because the facts should not be ignored to push through something that doesn't make any sense, right? No, that ought not happen. We need more worker co-ops. Not everything's going to be a worker co-op. These are things that we need and that we want. And these are what the American people look for.